This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at worldsweeper.com, and I have on the line with me Kathy and Dwan Hall, and they are owners of T.W. Hall Company that's located in Juneau, Alaska. They've been in operation since 1980, started as a snow plowing company, have expanded into sweeping, and they are our contractor of the month for January 2009. So first off, congratulations, Kathy and Dwan, and welcome to our interview.
Thank you.
I don't know who would like to be primary spokesman, but you can just go back and forth and tell me about your business. My understanding is that you were working at the University of Alaska and saw an opportunity to work for yourself in the snow plowing business there in Juneau.
That's correct. We were doing snow plowing for the University of Alaska and stuff, and of course running around with a state truck, people would ask us if we could clear their berms and driveways and stuff, and you can't do that. So we went out and picked our own truck up because I enjoyed doing the work, and my wife enjoys being out with me. So we just kind of picked our own truck up and started doing the work on the side. It ventured into too much work for us to do both, because mm-hmm. it seems as this town will work you 24 hours a day if you allow it.
Well, if the money's right, then I know you try to do that as much as you can. You had also the first, I saw on your website, the first sanding vehicle for the city, privately for the city as well. So you could, at some point, you started being able to sand, which would have to be a big deal up there.
In our plowing, we found that, of course, because the average temperature here is right around freezing, it thaws and freezes every day and every night, we found that after we'd cleared the snow, that would it refreeze that night and become pretty icy, and we thought our customers would appreciate some sand being applied, other than just the cities applying sand on the highways. So we bought a little 2-yard sander and stuck in the back of our on the back of our 3/4-ton truck, and we ran around and sanded a couple of our jobs. They didn't seem to like the idea of paying for it, so we didn't charge them the first year.
Huh.
And the next year it became a little icy in the lots and stuff, and they call up and say, "Well, what happened to the sanding you were doing last year?" And we told them that we had to charge at least enough to pay for the sand. And it grew from there to be probably half of our winter income is now sanding the lots.
Well, that's one of those things that when it goes away, you would certainly miss it. That's for sure. Now, is it to get the sand up that got you into sweeping? What when did you get into sweeping, and how did that work?
Well, I think it was a couple of years after we got the sander and started applying sand, and they started getting calls asking if we could clean up the sand that we put down in the parking lots. So we had a large Bobcat. It's kind of like a Bobcat on steroids. It's a big machine. And I bought an open-face broom for that, and we'd drive it around and clean up, clean our sand up, put it in piles, put the bucket on, load it in the dump truck, and haul it away. And it got to where that worked okay if it was damp out, but if it was dry, it created too much dust.
Mm-hmm.
So we found an old Pelican, and we bought it actually down in Oregon, and we shipped it up here.
So they were talking about the late 80s at
yes.
this point.
Yeah, we're on into the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of has progressed from there. The Pelican, of course, being old and need a lot of maintenance to it, so we'd go on to the next best thing. Then we had some people known that we were sweeping, that we don't do plowing and stuff for,
mm-hmm.
contacting us to clean up other parking lots. And it got to where we were having contracts signed for regular weekly cleanups of the parking lots. And
were you doing those with the Pelican?
We were doing them with the Pelican, and then we went to, after the major stuff was cleaned up, and it was just and it was just litter pickup and stuff like that. We went to steel backpack blowers with the vacuum option on them, and we were running around and doing it by hand, picking up litter off of the box store parking lots.
That must have gotten a little old over time.
Well, I got a little old over time and decided there's got to be an easier way. And that's when we bought our first vacuum sweeper, was in 2004.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you end up with?
We bought a Elgin Air Cub. Mm-hmm. Ordered it from Elgin. And then actually it was a anniversary present for my wife, so she didn't have to go out and work so hard in the parking lot. I bought her a sweeper.
Now that's the most romantic thing I've ever heard of.
Oh, yeah. It gets better.
We went back to Chicago and picked this thing up and drove it cross country.
Oh my goodness.
Back to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way we stopped at the Corn Cob Palace and Mount Rushmore and the Spam Museum and Glacier Park and Yellowstone. In the national parks, we pulled up to the gate and told them we'd like to pull in and give them an estimate for sweeping. So had a good time. Had an excellent time.
I just bet you did.
And we brought it in Seattle, loaded it on the barge, and had it shipped home, and then we flew home.
That part does sound like a romantic adventure, actually.
Well, we had so much fun that time that the next time we bought a air machine, which was this spring, we ordered it from Mark Schwartz at Victory Sweeper, and we flew down there and picked it up.
And drove it back to Seattle as well.
Actually, yes. We put 10,000 miles on it on the way home. We picked it up. We got it back to Seattle, actually Tacoma area, and then we bought a 20-foot car hauler trailer for another venture in my little business, and we drove it up the Alcan Highway.
Uh-huh.
And so that was another couple thousand miles to put on it, and we lived out of the little trailer for a week while we were on the highway and just
mm-hmm.
had a ball.
Well, it sounds like you guys have fun together. And that's certainly a key element if you're in business together and both active, you know, in the business and try to have a personal life at the same time. So good for you. What do you have there for? Well, let's first talk about your sweepers. If the Victory Sweeper is a relatively new design in the industry, and I know in most cases it's really taken people by storm, what's been your experience with it?
It's been an excellent machine. It does everything they seem to say that it was going to do. The research I did on it ahead of time was very impressive. It's just excellent. That's about all I can say about it.
Mm-hmm.
I can also say that the factory, the people that work there are all very willing to help, and they're all good to work with. And they'll answer any questions or do anything that you need. They were really a nice company.
Well, they are really the bedrock of the parking lot sweeping industry. And it's wonderful having the Schwartz family back into the sweeping business again. It's really brought a breath of fresh air, I think, back to that segment of the industry. So I, too, applaud the kind of customer service that they're, were known for so many years before they sold the Schwartz Industries company that they had Mark's dad had founded. So what do you have for employees now? How does the company really operate? You can't operate sweepers in the winter, of course. And summer's about 20 minutes long, I know, so.
Mm-hmm. basically, it's my wife and I. She does 95% of the paperwork, and she gets out there and drives her sweeper all the time. She's just an indispensable person to have around. And so it's the two of us. We've tried the employee route a little bit, but the feeling toward the company just doesn't seem to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that we make enough money to comfortably feed us, house us, and give us anything that we want. And we don't need to grow any bigger than that. There's not enough work in any one industry in Juneau to be able to support a large employee base, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a few years back there was a seminar that I saw at the National Pavement Exposition, and I think a lot of contractors could use listening to it, and it was the wisdom of keeping your business small. And they had a number of case histories, and as well several contractors in the room spoke up about this concept that, you know, they were brought up thinking that the way to riches was to make your company ever bigger. And they look back on it now with their, you know, dozen sweeper fleet and realize they were actually making more money when they had two sweepers. So
mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of wisdom to that, and especially in recognizing the limitations of your marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to insert here that one of the reasons that and contractors may think, well, gee, I'm lots bigger than T.W. Hall. Why would World Sweeper feature them as on a national basis as one of the premier contractors in the country? And one of those is your service that you've provided to World Sweeper. Dwan has long been a moderator on the WorldSweeper.com discussion forum and is a leader, industry leader in that regard, and as well was kind of a primary spam fighter to get rid of the robot posts and those kinds of things that always happen on a discussion forum. And I'd like to publicly thank you for really, you know, contributing to the greater good of the power sweeping industry. And, you know, here you are in a kind of a remote corner of the U.S. marketplace in Juneau, Alaska, and, where you can't even sweep year-round like many do, and yet you chose to become very involved and to provide a very positive service to everybody in sweeping. And so thank you very much for that as well.
Well, I like to help others if I can. I've helped a lot of people here in the plowing industry get started, and offering them any kind of aid I can help, materials or even our overflow from our work that we have. I'd probably do the same in the sweeping, but like I say, the market here is not big enough to have a tremendous competition base.
Mm-hmm.
We also, after we get done sweeping, I do the same thing on another form for parking lot striping. We do striping to put the lines back on that we sand off.
That's a great business, isn't it?
Yes.
Put the sand down, then you move the snow, put the sand down, take the sand up, put the marks back on the parking lot.
That's right.
That sounds pretty year-round to me.
It is year-round. But the dry times for the painting is a real, that is our biggest concern, is having the dry days for it.
And you mentioned off the recorder how many days on average it rained in Juneau. Would you?
Our average rain is 277 days a year.
Pretty significant amount of rain.
Doesn't necessarily mean it is dry or sunny those other days.
Right.
That means it's not, no precipitation. We could have, 2 years ago we had 200 inches of snow that hung around a long time. This year's snow has hung around a long time. One thing I can say is that the Victory Sweeper does an excellent job even in the rain, where none of the others that we've had do.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that they've designed that to be able to handle the picking up the water and discharging the water without discharging the stuff that's in the sweeper very well. And that has lengthened our sweeping time throughout the year. We actually wind up sweeping about 8 months out of the year.
Oh, that's astonishing with the climate that you have there.
It mm-hmm. it really is, and it's made our customers very happy with us. we're in a small enough community that 90% of our stuff is still done by handshake. And our agreements with most of them is that we'll just keep going until you tell us to stop. So every year in the spring, we just continue on with the contract, which is an agreement, basically. It's not anything really in writing. And they're really happy with it.
Well, I think that's an excellent testimony to the quality of your work and your work ethic. If we needed any other testimonial to that. To be able to be successful in a small marketplace, I think, is the hallmark, in this case, that's, I guess, could even be a pun, of somebody who really puts the correct effort and work ethic and all into how they run their business. And so it's clear that that must be how T.W. Hall is run, or you wouldn't have been successful for almost 30 years.
Well, it is our livelihood, and we have to treat it as such. If we start slacking off, then it would affect us in the end. And we enjoy it.
I would like to say that living in Juneau, it's such a unique place. It's such a wonderful place to be able to work. I feel very fortunate to be able to live here and enjoy the environment and to be able to work too. I mean, that's just a plus.
We kind of return to the community what they've given us. It's our town, and when people come to visit, we want them to see a clean town. So we've even done that with the box stores and gone in and tell the new managers when they come in, just say, you know, you're a manager, you're passing through this town, and it's our town, and we'd like people to see it nice. And we wind up getting the work because of that. It's not that we're just out looking for the work. We do want it to look good.
Well, I think that's a great place to leave it. There could not be a better sentiment than wanting to do your work because it's the correct thing to do. So I thank you very much. We've been speaking with Kathy and Dwan Hall, owners of T.W. Hall, located in Juneau, Alaska, and they are WorldSweeper.com's Contractor of the Month for January 2009. And I think there could not be a better start to feature a company that emphasizes doing what's right and have shown how well they can do that by spending almost 30 years in a very small, closed community and doing a great job. So congratulations to you both, and I thank you very much for your participation in World Sweeper.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, too. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.